Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and for the last few minutes of the show today, how to find that weird but not too weird perfect baby name. According to a recent New York Times article, parents-to-be are having a very hard time coming up with the perfectly unique but not too weird name for their babies. Did you see that? Apparently, the percentage of babies born in the U.S. with names in the top 1,000 most popular names is on the decline. So that means more and more people are going afield when choosing baby names. My favorite section of the article was this one. Quote, keep in mind that Maxton, Krish, and Brecken already were on the top 1,000. To get more obscure than those, you basically have to draw Scrabble tiles randomly, which is perhaps how parents come up with neologisms like Cree, Aizan, and Emmy for boys, and Safi, Nanu, and Asosa for girls, all of which cropped up for the first time last year, unquote. So, people, what's up with this? Are you finding that friends and relatives are pushing the limits on their baby name choices? What's the outer edge on names for you? Or what's a bridge too far? Fruit? Days of the week? Articles of clothing? Numbers? Did I say numbers? Of course, there's a Seinfeld episode about this.
I got a great name for our kids. A real original. You want to hear what it is? Yeah? You ready?
Yeah. What is that, sign language?
Seven.
Seven Costanza. You're serious?
Yeah. It's a beautiful name for a boy or a girl. Especially a girl. Or a boy.
I don't think so.
Well, you don't like the name?
It's not a name. It's a number.
I know. It's Mickey Mantle's number. So not only is it an all-around beautiful name, it is also a living tribute.
It's awful. I hate it.
So, George, considering naming any potential offspring Seven. Now, I think that was before Erykah Badu and Andre 3000 actually did it. You know, they have a child named Seven. There's Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter, Apple. Of course, everyone knows Beyonce and Jay-Z's daughter, Blue Ivy. So for you folks, what's a bridge too far? What kind of baby names have you considered or friends or relatives of yours considered and actually named their babies? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Have you read that New York Times article? We have time for a few phone calls on this after the break. So call us up and tell us your very quick stories about names that you know have been considered, rejected, actually used, as you look for that perfectly balanced, unique but not too weird name for your beautiful and, of course, unique but not too weird son or daughter. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We'll put your calls on the air right after this. WNYC. All right, let's get to those perfectly unique but not too weird baby names for the last 5 minutes of the show. Cynthia in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Yes, I have a baby name. My cousin's daughter's name is Nemesis.
Nemesis, that's a dark name.
I know. The family wasn't too happy about that name.
Did they say why Nemesis?
No, she didn't. She didn't. We were just shocked at the name.
Thank you very much. Tracy in Highland Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. You have a friend?
Yeah, I got two friends. Just had a baby a few months ago, a little girl named Dragon.
That's also potentially ominous.
Yeah, they didn't give her a middle name, so it's not like she has a fallback.
Yeah, well, people can always change their names. People can always take nicknames. But it sounds like you don't like it.
Well, the kids in school, when she gets there, are going to call her Drag.
Drag, or they're going to call her
dragon.
And they go, ooh, you're a dragon, because most of the story, children's stories that have dragons in them, the dragons are bad. Did they say why?
No, but their whole lifestyle is sort of alternative and off the grid-ish.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Susan in Somerset, you're on WNYC. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You got a name?
Yes, if I had a child and it was a girl, I had every intention of naming her Pineapple.
That's pretty. Why?
Yes.
Why Pineapple?
Well, first of all, it was before Gwyneth Paltrow named her child Apple. I guess where I got it was Jonathan Kozol, the author, wrote a book, and he changed the names to protect the innocent, but one of them he made it Pineapple. And I loved her. I don't know if you've read his book, but...
And is part of it just to be unique and unusual? I mean, what's wrong with Michael or Jennifer?
Well, I'm Susan, and I was born in 1974, but I looked it up, and it was the number one name in 1950.
Yeah.
That's almost embarrassing, and that meant a lot more in 1950 than the number one name now. There's fewer of them.
And why is that? Why is that embarrassing that you had a name that was popular a generation earlier?
I don't even know.
Make you feel old?
I guess I have a thing with being unique and individual, and with not having like five others in your class of the same name.
Uh huh. Susan, thanks a lot. I don't know. There are three Bryans in the class. Could be a good thing. Chavisa in Bushwick, you're on WNYC. Hi, Chavisa.
Hi. Yeah, so my name is Chavisa, which my mother made up, and it was kind of a fight within the family.
Does it mean something?
It does. But it does. It's a personal story. But naming in the family is strange. My mother also named all of her children names beginning with the letter C for some reason. So there's Cody, Chase, and Chavisa. And then my aunt, China, who also has a strange name, she named after a country, named her children names beginning with the letter L, which were Levi, Logan, and then her youngest child she wanted to name Leather Suede, but we talked her out of that, and she ended up naming him Legend. So my whole family kind of does the strange name.
So you found that strange name line that was a bridge too far. Leather was too far. A lot of these other things were okay.
Leather Suede was too far. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. At least they didn't name all their sons George Foreman, right?
That's true. That's true.
Chavisa, thanks a lot. Roberta in Brooklyn. Hi, Roberta.
Hi. My daughter is 17 now, and she's always gone to schools with a mix of ethnicities.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the legendary majority of kids that come from homes where English isn't spoken. And she just believes that whatever somebody's name is their name. There's no teasing at all. All the kids, well, now she goes to Brooklyn Tech, and there are a lot of traditionally Muslim names.
But it's a different thing, isn't it, to respect names from different traditions. So, like, if your name is...
But it's, like, respect is besides the point. There, people worry that kids are going to tease them because their name rhymes with something or sounds like something, but nobody ever does. I mean, she had a kid in pre-K. His name was Sheldon. He was a Chinese kid with parents from Taiwan. And, of course, it sounds all the American-born people said, Sheldon, what kind of name is that to name a Chinese kid in
And I wonder if any American families are going the other way, taking a different ethnicity's name just because they like the name. And so it sounds like you have a Spanish kid, but you don't have a Spanish family. You haven't heard of anyone like that, right?
Well, I think that Chinese people are like, they all have Chinese names at home.
Roberta, thank you very much. Thanks for all your calls on this. See you tomorrow. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.